This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents Sniper Fire in Belfast by Sean Clark, read by Paul Thornley.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Prelude. Martin was hiding in a shallow scrape when they found him. He plunged into despair when he heard their triumphant shouting. Then he was grabbed by the shoulders and jerked roughly up onto his knees. The rain was lashing down over the wind-blown green fields, and he caught only a glimpse of the shadowy men in olive-green fatigues, carrying a variety of weapons and moving in to surround him, before he was blindfolded, bound by hands and feet, and thrown into the back of their truck like so much dead meat. "Face down in the fucking mud," one of them said. "Digging through to Australia?" The others laughed. "Looks a bit on the damp side, doesn't he? That should save him embarrassment. We won't notice the stains when the bugger starts pissing his pants, and that won't take long, I'll bet." Lying on his side on the floor of the truck, feeling the occasional soft kick from the boots of the men sitting above him, Martin had to choke back his panic and keep control of himself. "After so long," he thought, "after so much, don't lose it all now." The door on the driver's side of the truck slammed shut.